Hi, welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Joshua. With me today, as always, are Danielle.
Hello.
And Chris.
Final countdown.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we select a topic to discuss. The topic will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. So let's reach into the jar and pull out a topic for this week. This week's topic is, walk through a mosh pit every time you leave your house, or have to crowd surf in and out of bed.
Oh, jeez.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So, Chris.
Yeah. Joshua.
Have you done either of these things?
I have mosh pitted. What's the verb for
moshed?
Moshed.
I've moshed. I moshed once. It did not go well. I was it was like a real mosh pit. I forgot the concert I went to. God, who was playing? It might have been Tool or something. I'm not sure.
Oh, Tool.
And and so it was a bunch of guys, and they were doing like the arm swinging, like marching in a circle almost.
Yep,
and
yep.
Then they would like bump into each other. Yeah. So I didn't know. The only mosh pits that I'd ever been in up until that point were like, you just stand there and you just kind of get close to other people and like bounce up and down and like knock into people. Yeah. These guys were hardcore and I was not prepared. So I like ran in there. Oh, and I went with a girl. And I wanted to impress her. So I, like, ran in there, and I didn't see this guy come at me from the left, this huge dude, and he hit me full force, lifted me clear off of my feet, and I slammed down on the ground, like, immediately upon stepping into the mosh pit. And the guy felt really bad. He was like, oh, my God, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't see colors anymore. And he's like, yeah, maybe you should, like, stick to the sidelines. And I was like, yeah, way to emasculate me in front of my girlfriend over here.
Date.
But yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that style mosh pit is the one to avoid.
Yes.
Because the problem with that style is that there's a center of it, and if you get caught in the center of it,
you're never getting out.
That's a problem.
I'd still
yeah,
be there.
It's like being in the middle of like a toilet that's being flushed. Like you're gonna get sucked down into the
Also
right
it smells
down.
Like a toilet that needs to be flushed.
So you have never crowd surfed, though?
No, I've never crowd surfed.
Danielle, have you done either of these things?
I have never crowd surfed. I feel like that should be left for Eddie Vedder, just him specifically. then when it comes to moshing, I'm usually like on the edge of the mosh pit. I think I have too much love for like, I don't know, the beauty of my teeth or something, but I have a lot of self-preservation, so I'm usually on the edge. However, there have been times where the mosh pit has come to me, so to speak. Like, there's people outside the mosh pit that decide they want to mosh, but they don't want to go into the pit because there are more people that are going to be hitting them. And so they just start their own little pit, and then they start smashing into the passersby. And you just want to bop or dance or whatever. And I did have to give someone a big kick in the shin one time.
Okay.
That was at a show I went to with you.
Oh, what show was that?
We went to, I think it was Less Than Jake. And
oh no, at Less Than Jake, we were sitting down.
No, this is a different Less Than Jake show.
I've only seen them once.
We've seen them like three times.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. It was before we were dating.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
How could I not remember seeing them? They're one of my faves.
Yeah, it was a really long time ago. They were playing with a couple of other bands, and like you, we were with Kyle. Mutual friend Kyle, our old high school friend Kyle, and you guys were just skanking.
Yeah,
and
yeah, you do that at a Less Than Jake concert.
Yes, and some dude decided that he wanted to be a jerk and start throwing punches, and I kicked him in the shin.
Question, sorry to interrupt. What's skanking? I know it doesn't have anything to do with this or that, but
it's the type of dancing you do to ska.
Okay. Does that require a zoot suit? Like, do you need a chain on connected to your wallet in order to do this dance?
Oh, I love chain wallets.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I'm...
Oh, fuck, I loved them.
Joshua, have you ever crowd surfed or moshed?
I have done both.
What?
And I have done both types of mosh pits, and I agree you avoid the one that you are describing.
Yeah,
well,
no
which
doubt.
Which one are we talking about in the this or that? Is it the good
one? Oh, we're
one
talking
or the
much more violent one. The much more violent one.
Okay.
Okay, so every time you leave your house,
yeah,
for let's say a 25-foot span.
Okay.
You've got to go through this mosh pit.
Oh, Jesus.
So, like the length of a small front yard, I guess.
Sure. Okay. Or I have to crowd surf in and out of bed.
Yeah, in and out of bed.
Give me the logistics on this, because we do have a very high bed, but it's not high enough that a crowd is required.
Also, how do you get back into bed? Do you have to jump on everybody? Like, I don't think I can jump that high.
Oh, you've never crowd surfed. You don't know how this works. No, you just ask. You just tap someone on the shoulder. You'd be like, "Hey, give me a boost," and they'll just boost you up.
What?
In a perfect
onto the top
world.
Of the people. Yeah, people are hella nice at concerts unless you're in the violent Tool mosh pit.
I mean, even
well, I
that
mean,
guy was super
if it was
nice.
At a
like,
Tool
no,
concert,
he was
I think
he was really considerate. He was like, "Are you okay?" and like helped me up. And no, he was like, "I would definitely go buy that guy a beer." He was just, you know, doing his like jackbooted thing. And
I mean, if you're the guy who is trying to constantly crowd surf, like you get a boost up, and then as soon as you're put down, you do it again. Like eventually, people will stop.
Sure.
Like eventually, meaning the second time.
I assume unless you're
unless
a lady,
you're
and then
Vedder.
It's like, yeah, sure, absolutely, anytime.
Right.
Okay.
So yeah, that's what it would be. It would just be, you know, you wake up and it's like, hey guys, I gotta get to my kitchen. So they just start passing you, and then
so who are
you
these
come in
people?
At night. Oh, it's new people every day.
And
just
are they
people in your house?
Are they there while
only
I'm
when
sleeping?
You need to get in and out of bed? No. Once you're in bed, they leave, and then they have some weird spidey sense. Once they know you're going to get out of bed, they just come in.
Do I have to leave my door unlocked? Like, am I in danger?
They just appear.
One of them has a key.
Oh, that makes all this okay.
they're really considerate, like the Tool guy. They lock your door, and he's never going to copy the key and give it to anyone else. Don't worry.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Would
there,
any
there,
of these
there are
people...
no safety concerns or security concerns. Well, I mean, there's safety concerns, but there are no security concerns.
Well, then that makes this almost too easy, because if these are considerate, nice people that are coming into your home just to gently lift you and crowd surf you onto
the
ground...
Oh, no, they're not gently lifting you. Crowd surfing is fairly violent.
Yeah,
well, yeah, but
like,
you know
ooh,
what I mean.
Ooh.
Like, it's... You know, it's rumbly, but they're not, like, mean-spirited people, so you're not going to get dropped or anything.
You might.
You might.
You can get dropped.
Yeah, I suppose, like, there's an, you know,
I mean,
like, an accident, but...
If you hit the patch where there's, like, the group of 4-foot-tall girls, you're getting dropped.
Right.
Oh, so this is a mix of people that may or may not be, you know, have the upper body strength.
Yeah, yeah, this is just your regular crowd at a concert. It can range from... And this is a concert. This is an all ages show, so you could get like the 14-year-old girls that are trying to lift you up. Or
wait, can I just as a request not have 14-year-old girls try
in
and
your bedroom
touch me in my bedroom? Can
there's no security concern. You'll never get in trouble for this.
No, this is not from a like man. I hope no one finds out. I really don't want that.
No, you cannot have that.
Right.
Well, no, you're just going to pick the mosh pit if I say no.
So I'm leaning, I know this is a little early to have an opinion, but I'm definitely leaning mosh pit because you can prepare for it. Like, instead of a jacket, you know, you just put on padding and...
Wear
just,
like a,
and a helmet.
Like a football uniform.
Yeah, and like a mouth guard, and you just get in there, and like some, I don't know, like some metal spikes or something. You just get in there and just like fucking, plus it's a workout, and you're prepared for it. Whereas when you just wake up, like what if you wake up hungover, and you need to go throw up in the bathroom, or like take a post-drinking shit or something, and then you're just like... okay, I guess all these people are gonna like lift me up and I'm nauseous and like you're not gonna be able to prepare for that because you can't get out of bed.
And is this every time you get out of bed, not just when you wake up in the morning?
Every time you get out of bed, every time you get into bed. Now that I'm thinking about it, I won't do this because I got recently called on changing the rules too many times mid-episode.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know why I didn't just say both crowds are the crowd from Green Room.
The crowd from Green. Okay, for those viewers who don't know, because I didn't know until Josh told me, The Green Room is a movie with Captain Picard in it, and
Captain Picard.
He it's about some...
And also Chekhov. New Chekhov.
Yeah, new Chekhov.
Oh, yeah, and new Chekhov. Oh,
the
no
dearly
shit.
Departed
yeah.
new Chekhov.
It's a really good movie. Yes. You guys could go should go check it out. It's kind of like a horror, gory thriller, but it's about neo-Nazis. So the crowd is a bunch of Trump supporters.
And it's a highly plausible plot.
Yes.
So
sort
it
of.
Could happen. It's not monsters. It's just humans.
It's just people. yeah,
it's
so...
Terrible. It's just those fucking dogs.
Wait, those dogs. Anyway, so it's not those people, though. These are nice people.
They're not necessarily nice. They're more... They're just your regular mix at an all-ages show at whatever Seattle club you frequent.
Yeah, I'm going mosh pit outside my house. Then I don't have a bunch of people in the house. Then I can get ready. I can just run through them. You know, the thing with, like, people lifting you up, you have to actively participate in that. Like, you have to be lifted in order to go. Whereas a mosh pit, like, I can just run full force into this and hope I break through to the other side.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not fun. It's not going to be great. But just wear a helmet.
The other thing that I'm thinking of is our house has low ceilings.
Yeah, it does.
Like, and we would just be hitting bedroom. Light fixtures.
The bedroom has the lowest ceiling in the whole house, which is
And then also, how do you get out of the room? Like, they have to lower you to get under the, I don't know, the top of
the door frame.
Yeah.
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 I'm like, not a small person either. Like, I'm not, like, 110 pounds. I mean, I'm 5'10", and I got a bit of meat on me. So I'm feeling like the likelihood of me crushing someone or being dropped outweighing both of you guys is a little bit higher and not really in my comfort zone.
Plus, I feel
and
like
so you,
could hold
you would
own
go mosh pit as well then?
That would give me advantages in the mosh pit.
For sure.
So it'd be like an immovable object against an unstoppable force. So I know that's
except that 16-year-old, because this is an all ages show crowd, that 16-year-old who's flailing his arms around, you're gonna just drop like a sack of potatoes.
Sack of potatoes.
Sack of potatoes.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Yeah, you did. I rule you.
401k.
Josh, what are you thinking?
I think you guys are right. I mean, we have super low ceilings. I don't want to get smashed against my own ceiling when I'm just trying to use a bathroom. I'd probably pee on people.
For sure.
Golden showers.
Definitely pee on people.
Just right all on. The Trump references this episode.
All the Russian prostitutes. Anyway.
So, yeah, and then I still don't understand how you get in and out of doorways. And...
Right.
Even though I've declared them to be not a security risk, I don't like the idea of having people in my house.
Yeah. Especially with the cats.
Like, unless they're cute.
It is a little... It's a little bit scary, though, to open your door and just see a crowd of people between you and your car.
Yeah, that's...
It's very zombie apocalypse.
They're not trying to get in. Like, they're just, like, circling. You know, they're just out there. I mean, my neighbors probably aren't going to love it, but... Wait, I live in a condo. Is this outside my building or outside my front door?
Outside of your building, in your case, because your front door, like, that'd be a little hallway.
Can I go out the back?
That'd be like the fight scene in Daredevil if you were trying to do that.
Or, ooh, what's that movie that you, that what's that other movie that you
oh,
made me
Old
watch?
Boy.
Yeah.
With that, the hammer fight.
Yeah, that was a that
Oh,
was
I was thinking of,
too.
What was that movie, is it, it's like Indonesian or Thai, where they, like, or The Raid?
Oh, The Raid, yeah, I think it's Indonesian. I was like, Ong Bak? Like, what?
Oh, the raid's good, too.
No, you can't go out the back door. I mean, well, whichever door you go out of, they're there.
They're there. They're waiting for you.
I figured. It's this or that, not this, that,
and
or
then,
go out the back door.
Also, I'm going to say, because I think it's a little bit creepier, they can all hear the music, but there's no music playing.
Oh, that
like, they're all reacting
creepier.
To something, but there's no, like, there's no music playing.
So it's like The Shining.
The Shining.
I'm that's not like, sure what you mean.
That's like something that would happen in The Shining.
Like, is it?
Yeah, it feels like that to me. Like, music is playing, but no one, like, everyone can hear it but you, and they're like
And then there's these two
ghost
little girls on tricycles.
The
and
they're going to serve you a drink at the bar.
And then suddenly you randomly show up in this photograph, and I don't know if I understand that.
Never. You know,
go read the book. It makes more sense.
All right. so that was kind of easy peasy.
All right.
Lemon squeezy.
Yeah.
So everybody's going mosh pit?
Mosh pit.
Mosh pit.
Done. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed crowd surfing or moshing. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com or you can tweet us at trtpodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say, howdy. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout-out. If you like the show, tell your friends. And do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.